This play is part of LA Theater Works' Relativity series of science-themed plays. Lead funding for the Relativity series is provided by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, bridging science and the arts in the modern world.
This is LA Theater Works. I'm Susan Lowenberg.
Are we stuck with our memories, or can we fix them? Pia is a neuroscientist whose research focuses on changing the way we process traumatic experiences. Will Pia's emotionally distant mother, who survived the Khmer Rouge in 1970s Cambodia, benefit from her daughter's work? Or are some things just too terrible to remember? And now, What You Are Now by Sam Chance, directed by Annalise Erickson. Starring Kari Kawa, Tess Lina, Joe No, Samantha Kwan, Mark Jude Sullivan, and Greg Watanabe.
Why are you in here with the lights out?
Mom!
2012. The present. Pia, 31, in an undefined space.
So here's the thing. Fear has been with us from the beginning. It's conserved in evolution across species, present in all organisms, from slugs to mice to monkeys to fruit flies to humans. Every animal with a central nervous system can become afraid and create a memory of it. Learn to fear. This is what fear looks like in a rat. My brother Durrani will demonstrate.
What up?
It hunches down and freezes. Its hair stands on end. Its blood pressure races. Its heartbeat speeds up. The only movement is its rapid breathing.
Okay, I'm gonna stop now. I think we get it. Y'all get it, right?
Fear is critical for survival. It's a universal, instinctive response to a threat to your body or social status. Normal fear is healthy. It allows you to learn, to grow, to master difficult situations. Normal fear exists in two forms, instinctive and learned. Both forms of fear can become deranged. So here's how that might look on a human.
We see a woman standing in a darkened kitchen, 20 years earlier, 1992.
Ma?
The woman doesn't move.
Why are you in here with the lights out? Sorry, I didn't mean to close it like that. It's windy out. With the open window, it must have... Guess what? I got my math test back today, and Mr. Delgado gave me... Mom!
Pia watches her a moment longer.
So, Pia, you're home early. Are you hungry? I'll make you a snack. See if your brother's hungry, too.
2012. Pia's office.
Yeah.
Pia? Or Dr. Xiang now? Sorry for barging in. A young woman out there told me it was fine if
The new undergrad research associate. She doesn't know the lab protocol yet.
Wow, long time. You look exactly the same. Those good Asian jeans. We don't age.
We do, actually.
I know, I was just... Cool office. You doing research?
Why are you here?
Oh, I sent you a couple emails. They probably got buried. I'm in town for a few weeks. I'm working with a nonprofit in Long Beach, Kamai's Taking Action, KTA. It's an amazing organization. I met my husband there, actually. There are just a lot of incredible people involved. So one of our projects is gathering testimony for the tribunal. We've been doing it since they opened it up to overseas Cambodians. 3 years now. This is the first time we're doing outreach on the East Coast. Evan said you'd be here, and that the best way to catch you would be to stop by in person. I didn't realize that... Durrani's the one who told me to try Evan when you weren't responding.
You talked to Durrani?
He gave me Evan's contact information. Durrani didn't seem to know that the two of you had
Look, I'm kind of on a deadline.
Of course, the tribunal is far from perfect. But providing testimony is a way for survivors to have their voices heard, have their experiences recognized. I tried contacting your mom to invite her to participate, but she didn't respond. I thought maybe you could convince her.
You want to interview my mom?
Participants say it's empowering. Like they're in control of their lives again.
She doesn't talk about that part of her life.
But if you asked her to, maybe she would consider...
If you need people to interview about what they went through, you have other options. She's not the only survivor in Lowell.
It's not that I need people to interview.
Didn't you used to volunteer at the community center? You must have plenty of contacts there.
Pia, I just want to help.
Guess we better watch out then. The last time you wanted to help Siobhan, things didn't turn out so well.
So, Pia, that was 10 years ago. It was a bad time. Look, I know I didn't handle it well. I was really young and really stupid. I mean, maybe I would have done things differently if I'd known about the... But he never told me, and...
So it was his fault?
No, of course not. The laws are messed up, we know that, but this work can at least make a difference.
Like it'll let my mom listen to music without losing her shit? Or erase that scar across her neck? Bring Durrani home, maybe?
I care about your family, Sophia. I think about your brother every day. I talk to him as much as I can.
Seriously, Siobhan, I have work to do. I don't go around volunteering out of guilt as my day job.
I'm not a volunteer. I'm the program director. Have you even talked to Durrani about it? Have you talked to your brother?
I have to get this funding application out before my next class.
Please think about it. Okay? I'm in town through next Friday. It was good seeing you again.
After a moment, Pia picks up her phone. A memory surfaces from 10 years earlier. Durrani is dancing in the kitchen, headphones on. Pia watches him dance. He's good. She enters her memory, becoming her 21-year-old self.
Yo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Nice moves.
Don't be sneaking up on me like that. You're worse than mom, training to be a ninja or whatever.
I stopped by the shop after work. Took an extra 45 minutes getting home.
Yeah, well, I know you love that place so much, so good for you. What?
You weren't there.
Thought you'd be happy about that.
It's Thursday. You were supposed to get the groceries after work.
Yeah, well, looks like that didn't happen.
You gonna tell mom you got fired?
Why you assume I got fired? You always act like you know everything.
Can you not, like, thug out every week?
Do you even know what that means? You're just a kid. You should be more relaxed.
I'm not a kid.
Okay. Shut up for a second and listen to this.
I don't want to...
Listen.
Sounds really old. She's singing Kamae?
Pretty good, right? That is Rosere Sotia, rock star from back in the day, in the 70s. They were a whole crew playing all over Phnom Penh and shit before everything got completely messed up. They were crazy famous. Look at this. This is some kind of compilation. A lot of other Khmer rockers are on here, too.
You hate Cambodian shit.
I hate people whining about Cambodian shit.
So where'd you find this?
Friend of mine.
What friend?
Named Siobhan. I met her at the shop.
She works there?
Nah, man, she just likes donuts. She started coming by every day to get a maple frosted.
She's stupid or something? Why would she get the maple frosted when she could get
Until I introduced her to the apple fritter. She's not stupid. She's crazy smart, actually. We started hanging out a few months ago.
A few months ago?
Yeah, so what? Why wouldn't she stick around with me that long?
Oh my god, that's not...
Some people like me, alright? Like normal people who aren't fucking geniuses working in a rocket scientist laboratory or whatever, like me. Know what I'm saying?
It's a neuroscience lab.
That's what I said.
That's not even the same, like, planet. Sometimes I think you just act dumb so you can get away with doing dumb things.
Okay, so one is like outer space, know what I'm saying? And the other is like the space in your mind, right? Isn't it all connected and shit anyway?
I'm just an assistant there. One of many.
I thought you were the only one still in college. Like, everyone else is in grad school or already has a PhD or whatever.
How do you know that?
You told me. When you first got the job last fall.
It's a research fellowship.
Man, you don't remember nothing. You're like the scatterbrained scientist and shit.
Yeah, what up? Yeah, she's here. Who's this?
Just give it to
me. Evan, who?
It's someone from...
What's this about?
Just give me the...
Hi.
Sorry, that was my brother. No, it's fine. I just can't really... Oh. Like this Saturday night? Sure, that sounds good. Thanks so much for calling. See you back at the lab for work. Bye. One of the grad students at the lab.
Uh-huh. Saturday night lab session?
We clean mouse cages together, Durrani. I'm just trying to get to know the people I work with.
Yeah, getting to know them on a Saturday night.
It's not anything, okay? We've never hung out before.
Not until Saturday night.
Whatever, you're just trying to change the subject. What are you gonna do about your job?
What are you talking about?
You're not at Top Donuts anymore. They told me.
Yeah, I told you too, like a second ago. It's not like you got access to top secret intel.
They said you left a week ago. What are you gonna tell Mom?
Not gonna tell her nothing.
She's gonna find out when she sees there's no groceries.
What are you talking about, no groceries? There's enough food in the fridge for the week.
With Mom, there's never enough food in the fridge for the week.
There's enough food for, like, the next 6 months. Look at that. There's not even room in there for nothing else. She isn't noticing shit.
She has like a sixth sense about that stuff. She's gonna find out anyway when you don't have money all of a sudden.
I'm not gonna not have money all of a sudden. I got something else lined up. Siobhan got me a lead.
A lead? Where?
You're always giving me shit for working where I work. Got tired of you making fun of me.
I don't make fun of you.
But this job is with a nonprofit, right? Siobhan works there. She said they're looking to hire a facilities manager.
Are they looking to hire or did they offer you the job already?
I pretty much have it. Just a few hoops I gotta jump through first, know what I'm saying?
So you don't have it.
I will.
You should tell Mom.
You know how she gets. She'd lose her shit. I'll tell her when it's all set.
And when's that gonna be?
They just gotta run a check and stuff, know what I'm saying? That's all. And once it goes through, it'll be 1,000 times better than a fucking donut shop, man.
They're running a check?
Yeah? So what? Damn, Pia, that's ancient history. I was 18, and it was only for 6 months. It was 6 months, almost 10 years back. Most places only ask about is there anything in the last 5 years or whatever. You're the one always nagging me to find something better. Look, it's not your problem anyway, okay?
What are you doing? You can listen on the headphones.
No, it needs to play out in the open. Know what I'm saying?
Mom will freak out.
She's still at Mekong Garden.
She'll be back soon. We should turn it down.
Turn it down? You crazy? Listen to that voice. We should be turning it up. You're resisting it, sis. You gotta give in to it. Breathe it in. Through your skin, know what I'm saying?
This Siobhan girl making you talk like this?
What do you mean? I'm always poetic. Come on, dance with me.
What? That's weird.
You know you wanna. You can't help it.
Oh my god, do you like this white girl?
Okay, first off, she's not white. Her dad's Irish or some shit, but her mom's Cambodian. Not like you're one to talk about dating white folks.
What do you mean?
And when she's not at her job, she does a lot of volunteering at the community center. She wants Cambodian kids to be proud of who they are, where they come from, so they don't grow up all messed up like we did.
We didn't grow up all.
Yeah, we did. It's cool though. That's just part of our character, you know what I'm saying? And Siobhan was telling me she leads these workshops on culture and history. She told me the story of how Cambodia was created, the origin myth or whatever. It's got music, passion, water dragons, power, total epic shit, know what I'm saying? See? This is Cambodia, man. It isn't all sad stories.
So when do I get to meet her?
Who said you get to meet her? I'm trying to impress her, not scare her the fuck away. Maybe we can work something out. You let me meet this Evan dude, I let you meet my lady.
I told you Evan and I aren't anything yet. We're just...
Yet. Not until...
Durrani.
Saturday night. Mom's home. Yo, Mom. Ever heard this lady before? It's a singer from Cambodia. Her name's Ross...
Turn it off! I said off! Turn it off!
Damn, Mom.
Mom, Durrani was just...
Yeah, he was just... You know the rules. You want to play something, you wear this. It's not complicated. Huh. You were supposed to stop at Demulos after work.
Yeah, okay, I know.
Go! I'm going to get changed.
Yo, fuck this place, man.
We can listen on the headphones later, Durrani.
Yo, what the fuck do you care? Just, like, do your homework or whatever.
2012. Pia's office.
Yeah?
Hey, Mom.
Yeah? What?
Someone just stopped by at the office.
Oh, was it that girl? The one Durrani was...
Siobhan, yeah. She's not really a girl anymore, but... How did you know she...
That's true? Durrani said she and her husband have two kids now.
How does Durrani know that?
She was just there. At your office?
Yeah, she...
You don't invite me to your office?
I didn't invite her, she just showed up.
So I should just show up?
Mom, you'd have to take a couple trains to get here. I mean, it would take you at least an hour and a half, each way.
I can do that on a day off.
You don't want to come to... I told you, I don't even have my own office.
So? You always make it sound like you don't like it.
I'm not making it sound like anything. I'm just busy. It's fine.
You don't have to stay there if you don't like it.
Okay, Mom.
You got offers in other places.
That was a long time ago, and I couldn't take them.
Why not?
I couldn't leave, Mom. You need me here.
I never said that.
Anyway, so... Siobhan told me she wants to talk to you.
She gave him that music that one time. You remember that? I come back from work, he's blasting music in the kitchen. No headphones.
That was years ago, Mom.
Durrani told me to talk to her. You talked to him about this too?
I haven't talked to him in a while. We're supposed to Skype this week sometime.
What does she want to talk to me for?
I think she wants to talk about your life in Cambodia before you came here.
Sounds like she has a lot of free time.
Yeah, I think it's her job. She's paid to do it.
What kind of job is that?
So, do you... I don't know. Do you want to talk to her or anything?
It was over 30 years ago. I don't think about any of that stuff.
Okay. I know. That's what I told her. Okay, I should...
How is work?
I mean, it's fine. I'm preparing a series of lectures for this class, which takes up a lot of time.
Is that part of your research?
And it's related, subject-wise, but it's for a survey course I have to teach as part of the fellowship.
I thought it's either teach or research for what you do. Isn't that what you told me?
No, I mean, yeah, that's the perception sometimes, but in this case it's part of the job, and it'll help set me up for future positions, and...
What future positions?
I don't know. You know, I don't really want to talk about it right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'll be there on Friday night.
I know you'll be here. You told me yesterday.
I know. I was just confirming.
You don't need to confirm. This isn't a doctor's appointment. You're spending too much time by yourself.
Okay.
I'll make spaghetti.
Okay.
Evan coming for dinner too?
I don't think he can make it.
How's he doing?
He's fine.
Okay. Thank you for confirming.
This is LA Theater Works production of What You Are Now by Sam Chance, directed by Annalise Erickson. Our story continues next time. I'm Susan Lowenberg, producing director of LA Theatre Works.